Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell and I'm your host. I'm solo tonight, at least maybe for the first 20 minutes. Jason's running late, so we'll see if he makes it here. I'm just going to kind of rock through this like I do with the Friday ones and get right to our guest because we got a good one tonight. So the website, you guys know, hopefully you know, the Detail Solutions podcast.com. Again, I think it's just the best website in all of detailing. Not only because it has all the links of where you can find the podcast, social media, where to listen to it, the cool little widget that you can actually go and pick which episode you want to listen to, but also because of our vendor page, we have some of the best vendors probably in the industry that pretty much carry everything that you would want. So you could go there, you can check them out. We have discount codes that you guys can go and use when you spend some money with them, save you a little bit of money, then they'll spend some money with us. We'll give you the funny hashtag money funny. And then we have the merch store where you can go and buy cool stuff, podcast related. You can get the headphone logo shirt, or you can get the Concaster. We also have the hoodies, the long sleeve shirts, and then also the embroidered hat that you can find there. Okay, and then we are live on YouTube as always on Wednesdays and Friday nights. So you can check us out on our YouTube channel, the Detail Solutions Podcast. Make sure you go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button, all that fun stuff. We're trying to ramp up the TikTok so I can try to maybe reach more people there by doing some lives and stuff. So if you're on TikTok, please go give us a follow, the Detail Solutions Pod. We're about 101. So we only got like 999 more to go. Or no, we got 899 more to go to get to 1,000 so we can do lives and have some fun over there. All right. If you have not jumped in on the waffle, or as we're calling it on Facebook, or the raffle for the Flex Tools, we are almost about halfway sold on both of them. So we do have a limited edition. I believe it's number 167 out of however many they made of the Red Beast, the limited edition one. That one we are selling tickets for $25 a pop for your chance. We have 30 tickets to sell. So you have a 1-in-30 shot, or if you buy multiple tickets, you know, whatever. And then we also have a PXE 80, which is the same thing. $20 for that one, sorry. But it is 30 tickets available. So you have a 1-in-30 shot, or if you buy multiple tickets, you know, cuts down your thing there. Thanks to Chris Metcalf and Flex for sending us those to help raise us money so we can go next week to the Air Force One project. T-shirts for everybody who bought t-shirts. We were waiting on one last logo. We finally got that, got the t-shirts and everything submitted, how many we needed and all that fun stuff. So they are telling me they will have them done by Tuesday before Jason and I leave. So I will not send them out until we get back after that one. But as soon as I get back, I'll make sure that that we get them all sent out to you guys. So, all right. I'm not going to waste around anymore of your guys' time. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button. Anywhere you're listening to us, please leave us a review or jump into our first commercial, and we'll be back with Jason Otterness, and we're going to talk about Car Supplies Warehouse. All right, be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
And there's the man himself. Jason Auburness,
now
how you doing?
Good, man. And it's funny looking back at some of the pictures when I had a beard and everything. It's like some of them I'm like, damn, I miss that beard. It looks so badass. And then like some of them I look at my beard, the pictures, and I'm like, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah. It's probably a lot easier to maintain now, huh?
It is. It's much easier. And yeah, I like it like this, man. I mean, it was like, it gets so bad to get in my ears and everything else. And
yeah,
I don't really miss it, but I think I'm going to grow it back a little bit. And I don't know.
Yeah. See, I almost think you kind of did it backwards, right? I mean, like, you know, all those years of having it and running a polisher, you probably like almost, you know, killed yourself with it. And then now you're not really running polishers anymore. And now you shave it.
Right. Yeah. And I was broke.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I am pretty good. It's stormy here in the Chicagoland area, so I know some of my neighbors don't have power, so hopefully power stays on.
Oh wow.
So yeah, but otherwise it's been rainy for a couple days here, but we've needed it. It's been pretty dry. I know it's pretty hot you know, around the rest of the country. So it gets to 90 and we're like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah. I think, heat index today was like 110.
Whew.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sucked too. My client dropped off his truck for a coating job. And, typically I like to get them dropped off at 8 o'clock in the morning. So like when I'm washing outside, like, you know, at least I try to beat the heat a little bit, get it in the shop. But he couldn't drop it off until like noon. So it was like right, you know, the worst time to be washing an F-150. And I mean, I was like one side of it and it looked like I had just like hopped in a pool or looked like somebody had like soaked me down with the hose. It was that bad. Like I had to take my sunglasses off because the sweat was dripping off my eyebrows onto my glasses and I couldn't see anything but water anyways.
Oh, so I was doing some research for some new products to put on Car Supplies Warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And I came upon this like chesty thing. It's like a vest, but it has these inserts that you can actually freeze. Yeah. So like they're just big ice cubes and everything. So you could wear this like ice actually vest type of thing. I feel like
I don't know how those goes. I see a lot of the Formula One drivers wear those.
Okay.
Like whenever they're in like really hot climates. Yeah. They always have them on like, you know, before the race, they take them off, obviously, you know, before they get in the cars or whatever, but usually they'll have them over there, like, you know, under their suit, but over their like fire retardant shirt kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know how that goes, because I might have to put an order for it.
But I feel like, you know, even the guys here, I mean, in Chicago, it gets in the 90s and humid for, I feel like, a couple weeks. Like, it's bad for a couple weeks, and then it's kind of just let's go, and it's pretty nice the rest of the time. But yeah, but it's hell for those couple weeks working in the shop with no air conditioning.
Yeah. Yeah, this is normally, I tell everybody this is normal, like normally like preheat, because August and September is usually like full cook, and it feels like it's full cook already. Wow. So the next like 2 weeks. So listen, man, let's jump into this. For maybe people who haven't heard your story before, or haven't listened to your episode that we had you on way back in the beginning, you know, Car Supplies Warehouse, how did that come about? Like, what was the start of that? What made you start it? You know, how was it, you know, how long ago has that been now?
A little more than 4 years. And it just started out, one, I can't say no to a lot of the ideas that go on in my head. definitely getting better at that though, because, it's starting to get me into a little bit of trouble. But you know, it was an idea that stemmed from working with Alan from AM Details, mm-hmm. you know, talking to him, about his product line, and he didn't have anybody in the U.S. to carry his product line. So I offered to be AM Details USA. And as I started building the site, actually, you know, purchased amdetailsusa.com. And as I was building everything, and I was like, well, I mean, you know, I might as well have towels. I might as well have some of this other stuff. And I, you know, I reached out to just a couple different other vendors, and I had like I think I had four of them when I started, like Car Pro, G Technic, AM Details, and I can't remember if it was the Red Company or Auto Fiber. But you know, I just started with those and built the site, and kind of, my intentions were to grow it as much as I could, but it was one of those things too. Was like, okay, if this doesn't work, I'll just have a bunch of products that Chicago Auto Pros can use,
right?
And then we'll see where it goes. So it was kind of like, it wasn't that much of a risk to do it. I didn't spend that much money to start buying those products. But it's very quickly snowballed into a lot of people going there and purchasing their products. So, you know, the first couple years, it was just me and a couple guys in the back that would pack the products and stuff. And, you know, I loved playing around on the site, seeing different things that I could come up with. You know, there's a lot of different programs we did in the beginning that didn't work out, or I didn't give enough time to work out, like points programs or like credit back programs. And
right.
That stuff was all really cool to me. And I just wanted to, you know, figure all that stuff out. So, but it slowly has been growing and growing and growing. And it's become a little monster now. I mean, I think we have 10 to 12 employees that are working. We got four or five warehouse employees that are working, warehouse manager, a e-commerce manager, Eric Joseph, who is our business development guy. And now we just brought on a couple more guys. We brought on a sales rep, and he was actually on your podcast last week or a week and a half ago. Zeus, who is doing Dry Ice Energy, and then he's going to be the sales rep for Optical. And then E-Man, who was at Chicago Auto Pros, is now at Car Supplies Warehouse with us. So he is the lead lead trainer for Optical, and he is just an awesome dude. I think he's going to be jumping on here. It was my fault that I thought we were starting at 8 o'clock.
Those tricky time zones, you know.
So, and E-Man's working with us, and he's just a hardworking, smart, intelligent person who is going to be pretty much the face of Optical.
Nice. And I mean, it's a pretty legit organization you guys got over there. I mean, I know when we, you know, were up there for the creator event and at Car Supplies Warehouse and the bays and everything like that. I mean, it's not just a, you know, little back room filled with chemicals. I mean, it's a legit, you know, huge giant warehouse that, you know, all the different shelving systems and everything is like organized by, you know, this brand's here, this brand's there. So I mean, yeah, it's a pretty cool thing, man. It's and the store looked badass. One of my favorite parts of the store was the old cans of like wax and compound and from like all the old companies and, you know, rusted cans and stuff like that was my favorite part. That was super cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that front retail store. You know, that was a new addition for us last year, November, that came in. So it was an actual retail storefront. So
right
about that,
and it looked a lot bigger in video and pictures than it. I was like, oh, it's kind of small. I mean, it's not like small, but like, I remember when you were first doing like videos and pictures of it, I was like, man, that thing looks big. And then you get there and you're like, oh, it's just like a regular store.
Yeah, it's a 10,000 square foot building, you know, so 5,000 of it is the warehouse. And then, you know, the other half, which is the bays and the retail and some office space. But
No, it was pretty sweet, man.
But it started in a back room. I mean, it literally started, you know, where our media room is now. And four of those gator shelves. And I saw pictures and remember. You got to start from somewhere. That's how everything
started. No, exactly. Did you expect it to kind of like grow that? I mean, like when you originally like, grab Allen stuff and, you know, G-Tech and CarPro or whatever, were you like, okay, well, like this one next, that one next, that one next? Or did you ever have that like thought, or was it just kind of like, we'll see where this goes?
I think in the very beginning, I mean, I've always had these kind of lofty dreams whenever I start something. I mean, for my detail shop, I still have the dream that is very strong to have the Walmart of detail shops, like literally be able to do body kits and appearance and all the detailing, window tint, paint protection film, but do some of the performance stuff, like literally anything automotive related to your car. I still have that dream. But, you know, so at the beginning, kind of, but it was, you know, I wasn't getting my hopes up for what I thought it could be. But very quickly, probably after, you know, the first 6 months, yes, I saw what it could be. And, I think it was the reach that really got me excited for it, where if you're a service shop, I mean, you're only catering to customers within a 30, 40, maybe a 50 mile radius, where this was, I mean, the potential, the scalability of it got me really excited. I'm like, I can sell to literally everybody. And I'm like, this is so cool. And that's what really got me excited. And so, yeah, after that 6 month mark, and I kind of realized that, I put a lot of time and effort into making the site work and getting more stuff onto the website. And it was all just like, it wasn't like we had a bunch of money that we just throw right in there. It was buy products, sell more products, buy more products, sell more products, buy more products, sell more products. So it was definitely a snowball and getting bigger as we went. Exactly. Hi, E-Man.
E-Man's here. Hey. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, man. Good. So kind of to touch on what you're just saying there, Jason, is do you guys get a lot of like international shoppers?
Some. I mean, it's a very low percentage. I mean, it's probably 4% of what we actually sell to is international. So there's a lot of countries that don't have some of these products that they can get. So they'll order it from us or somebody else in the United States and have it shipped over. It's pretty expensive to have these products shipped over. So that's kind of the only reason they would buy products from us.
Gotcha.
But, you'd be surprised. I mean, it's, sometimes we see some orders, you know, I always get a little scared because I always think scam or it's a fraud or something,
yeah,
you know, going to a different country. So the shipping is the biggest downfall to that, shipping to other countries and stuff. But
I wasn't sure if maybe people were doing like what you said, like if they can't get something in their country and they really want to try it or whatever, or if it's just one of those, like, you know, it's kind of the cool thing, like they just want to say they ordered something from, you know, Car Supplies Warehouse or whatever.
Could. Yeah. I'm actually in talks with a couple guys to see if, if the concept, if the car supplies warehouse could become international just by, you know, like, hey, it's kind of like we've learned a lot, you know, throughout right. the past 4 years. We don't know everything, but, you know, I do have people interested in doing the same thing and being a part of it in other parts of the world. So that might be something in the future that we do.
Like a car supplies warehouse, Europe or Asia or Australia or something. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. No, that would be cool. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Somebody wants to run it. Reach out to me.
For a small fee, it can be yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Eman, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Just got home.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Yes, sir.
Nice, man. Nice. So you're now moved, as Jason was saying just a few minutes ago, you're now moved from the shop into Car Supplies Warehouse as being the main guy for optical. Yeah, right. So how was that for you?
Is that a transition?
Was that a welcomed transition, or are you going to be bummed you're not in the shop laying film all the time?
Yeah, it's a love hate thing, you know. It's a new endeavor, but it's really fun. I think the one thing I miss the most is just the guys at the shop.
Yeah,
just hanging out with them as much as possible. But new beginnings, new things, and it's a lot of fun. I'm having a great time.
No, that's awesome, man. So you're going to be primarily in charge of all the trainings moving forward.
Yeah, lead trainer for all the optical trainings that are going to be happening this year.
Nice. And how are you guys going to do trainings for that? I mean, is it going to be something where you run them like as much as you can, or will it be more of like a one a quarter kind of thing or something?
Yeah, we have a bunch of trainings lined up. So this is with detail wise, we've had Academy in-person classes for the last, several years. So we've learned a lot. One of the biggest things is there's no replacement to in-person training. Like there is just so much somebody can learn by working directly with somebody, but it's also expensive. They got to fly here, the hotel, the time they take away from their shop. So while it is the best form of training, we understand that it's also expensive. So we wanted to see what we can do to shorten that or make the hurt a little bit less. You know, I think a year and a half, 2 years ago, we did the business class on tour. We went to different cities and everything. So
I remember that idea. Yeah.
But with the PPF training, what we've done is Eman's made 9 or 10 different videos now on the basics of PPF, like terminology, the tools that you need, what you need to know, doing some of the small things like A pillars, B pillars, headlights, door cups, a hood, a fender, and stuff like that. Just smaller things to get your brain thinking about it, because what really helps is if a student has a little bit of film time before they come see us, because that's where we can help a lot, taking them from just, you know, kind of not knowing exactly what to do with film and get them walking through. So we have this full day kind of online class that you can take to kind of get rid of all the bullshit, to where now we've taken the class from a 3-day class to a 2-day class. And soon as you're there, there's no classroom time. It's literally let's jump on cars. Let's, you know, use as much film as we can and actually, you know, get repetitive actions on a vehicle. So that's what's kind of where the training has been leading, just to save people time and save people money to actually get in here.
And that's pretty cool. Cause like you said, I mean, if you're showing them kind of like, you know, the bullshit, you know, quick, easier jobs that somebody could do themselves, A pillars, door cups, things like that. Then when they do come into you guys are just jumping right into the thick of it, right? Like the really tough areas, bumpers and panels and stuff like that. Do you find that, I mean, have you had anybody who's kind of gone through that yet? And do you find that when they do come in, they do have like a better ease of jumping into it versus being a little like timid or scared of not?
Yeah. So we are stocked up on classes. So we're actually doing two classes a week. So Monday, Tuesday, and a Wednesday, Friday. every single week. So we're actually, the classes are free if you're a DetailWise Pro member, which is the $50 a month membership. You get access to all the online videos and then the discounts on the site. And then if you buy $2,000 worth of optical film, your training is free. So as long as you're using our film and you're on our program, we have free ongoing training. And that's important too, because if anybody's listening out there that hasn't done PPF, it's one of those things where it takes quite a while for you to be able to get really mastered with doing the installs. And there may be, you know, we can teach you kind of the basic things and you can go back and do a lot of these things yourself, but to there's a lot of things that you run into trouble with on harder vehicles or being efficient with doing your installs. So we recommend, hey, get the basics down. We can teach you what you need to know in 2 days to go back and start doing your own cars, your friend's cars, your mom's cars, you know, to get them covered and start to learn how the film works and everything else. But then when you're ready, come back and let's get you the advanced techniques, you know, hand cutting, everything else that goes along with PPF, and then becoming efficient and actually making money doing it in your business.
No, that's awesome. And that's cool that you guys are offering it, you know, essentially free, you know, as long as they're buying the stuff. I mean, shit, if it's, you know, if you're buying, you know, $2,000 worth of, I mean, you'd have to buy that anyways, right? Like, even if you're paying for a training, you're still going to at least have to spend about $2,000 between, you know, I mean, most rolls are $2,000, you know, for a hundred foot roll. You know, so even if you're buying a 50 foot roll at $1,200 or whatever, you're still going to spend another $400 or $500 in tools and whatnot, or, you know, so it's not a bad deal, you know. And then you think about, okay, well, now I'm not paying, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 on top of it for a training. I can use that money to pay for my airfare, my hotel. So that's a good deal, man. Yeah. Honestly,
it is pretty much free if you are getting into the business, because you're going to buy film anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what we wanted to do, we talked about just making it free for everybody come in, but we felt like, well, you're going to have people that aren't really serious about getting into the PPF business, and they're just going to be coming to check it out.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be able to work with individuals that are very serious about either adding this as an additional service or making this their entire business. So we, you know, for us too, it's important for us to work with individuals that want to grow, that are kind of have the same cultural values of us and everything else too. So,
no, it's awesome. Nice of you to join us, Bruno.
Hey guys, Iman, Jason, how you guys doing tonight?
Better late than never, I guess, huh?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you already go through everything, the website and all that stuff?
Yeah, we did all
okay,
that.
Okay, I just want to make sure, you know.
Yeah. No.
I just want to make sure.
We got all that. I mean, we were a little bit late, you know, but we got all that. That's a really, really, like I said, I mean, I just think, yeah. I mean, because I spent, you know, almost $3,000 to get trained. I mean, luckily it was here, right? So like the guy just came to my shop. He was like the East Coast Lumar trainer for a while. So he just came to my shop. So like the training, while that was expensive, at least I didn't have travel, you know.
Right.
You know, I was able to sleep in my own bed and, you know, eat my own food and all that stuff and not be stuck in a hotel room somewhere or whatever. But yeah, I mean, that's definitely a great thing. Well, since Jason just joined us and everything, right at time for jumping to commercial, let's jump into the commercial and then we'll come back.
It's 8:45. Golly.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
We started like,
start a little later, late. Like around 8:20.
So we'll come back after this commercial and we'll talk a little bit more about the DetailWise Pro and Academy. Be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Take it in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name is Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper is giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right. So let's talk a little bit since we're on PPF. So how did optical come about? Like, whose idea was that? You know, when did you guys kind of start looking for a factory or manufacturer or something like that to kind of do? Because I mean, we know a little bit about the industry, but I felt like that was a pretty good kept secret. It was just all of a sudden, like one day it was like, boom, here it is. And then everybody got butthurt about it.
Yeah. So we, one of the reasons that Car Supplies Warehouse exists is because I wanted a place where Chicago Auto Pros could just order everything that they needed.
Yeah.
And I wanted film to be a part of that too. So, you know, a couple of years ago, actually, like when COVID just started, you know, I started reaching out to like Avery, some of the vinyl places, some of the PPF places that resell PPF and stuff. And nobody was really open to new distributors at the time because they really didn't know what COVID was going to do to everything with the manufacturing process and everything. So they weren't accepting new distributors. So I'm like, right, that sucks for me. So I started going down that rabbit hole and I'm like, I got to find somebody who will sell me film. The intention was not to start our own brand. But it, you know, we went down that rabbit hole talking to different manufacturers and I got a lot of different, names and numbers and emails. And I was just talking to absolutely everybody I possibly could. And then it started, I don't know, it was probably, it seems so long ago now, I can't remember what year, but I mean, it had to be about 2 years ago where we started like buying sample rolls of film from like everybody that we could find, that would sell us film. And, there's a lot of different films that we tested. Most of them were garbage.
Yeah.
Most of them were either like, you know, some of them had really good top coats where they were, very hydrophobic, but not, they didn't have any stretch. There's all kinds of crappy film out there. There's so much crappy film out there. And we went through a lot of it and, finally found a manufacturer, who was willing that we found their film and it was good. And it was the closest thing that we found to what we would want to represent us.
Okay.
But it wasn't perfect. So, we actually were able to contact the manufacturer and have them change a few things for us, you know, oh, so okay. It is our own film. And in order to do that, there was a very big minimum order, right around $250,000 for this minimum order. And so we're testing the film and going through it and everything. And that's kind of when we did the pre-order stuff, you know, for the founding member stuff. I wanted, obviously, I wanted to make this happen, but even with the box design, so we spent a lot of money and time with the box design. We had to design our own end caps and everything else. And it's just a lot of money into it and really didn't have $250,000 just laying around to be able to make that order. So in order for us to have a healthy cash flow, we put out, hey, we're doing pre-orders for Optical. Become a founding member. There was a lot of cool discounts and founding member stuff. So there, every founding member is going to get a plaque that we're still making, going back and forth on that. They're almost done. And then every founding member is going to get 20% off, a lifetime 20% off discount.
Oh, that's
for all
huge.
Of our films and everything. And yeah. I hope to be able to, I mean, I hope it really works well. So like, I would love to be able to do a party down the road in a couple of years and be like, get all the founding members together and be and just say, thank you for like, yeah. you know, just helping me, you know, and pre-ordering, you know, that it's a big chunk of money to just throw out there for a couple months and trust right. that, hey, I know you've never used this film before. And, but I'm telling you, it's good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
There was a lot of trust in a lot of people, founding members that really helped us get this going. So I'm excited. And we're actually, you know, with Optical, we're actually days and probably a week or so from having the film in our hand, which, you know, started 2.5 years ago now. So it's one of those things where you got to have patience. It's coming.
Yeah.
You know, when you get this close and you know the film is actually, you know, we got the word last week that it landed and it cleared customs, which is exciting, and it's almost here. So
nice.
Very excited to get it out.
Nice. So, Eman, what was your like reaction or your response when Jason's like, hey, I think we've got something here or whatever? Because, I mean, you're, you know, Superman PPF guy. Probably worked with every film out there, you know, to know. So like, what was your reaction to it or your thoughts about it?
Am I allowed to swear on here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, let's fucking go.
It's almost 9 o'clock. It's fine. Yeah.
I was like, let's fucking swear
at all. So don't even try to swear. Yeah.
Have you met Jason Bruno before?
Yeah. As soon as I heard it, at first I was like, okay, we're a little bit crazy. And then my second thought was, let's just do it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right away. Yeah.
So I'm assuming with all these samples that Jason was getting, it was like right into your hands. You're the guy yeah. that's putting them to the test and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, were you kind of like, oh, here's another piece of garbage, or hey, holy shit, this one actually is pretty good.
No, it's super exciting because like for me, PPF is everything. So it's like just trying out new PPFs over and over and over and over. Even yeah. though it might be boring, for me it was exciting. Just figuring out like the adhesives, the top coats, and figuring out how much it can actually stretch before it cracks. Right. All that stuff, that was just so much fun.
No, that's cool, man. Did you have any that maybe you liked before you guys settled on Optical, but Jason was like, no, we got to keep going? Or
no, I didn't.
No,
I just kept testing, and I'd give him feedback, and he'd be like, oh, okay, let's go get another one. And then
was it maybe the opposite? Like Jason's like, this one, and you're like, no, keep next.
Yeah, he just kept throwing them at me. He's like, try this one. And I was like, okay, yeah.
Until there was,
the right one.
There was a couple film companies that I enjoyed working with that I really wanted to work with, and it was like, but E-Man was the same thing on the. He's like, no,
yeah,
I'm like, come on, we can make it work. He's like, no,
yeah. So question then is Tent next?
Yeah, we do have some sample rolls that we are testing out. Yeah, it seems natural to do Tint into maybe some vinyl and stuff. So the four films that actually will be here is we got mostly just the clear gloss film.
Yeah.
We have 10 rolls of matte film coming, and then we have gloss black and then matte black PPF. So
okay.
Those are the four that we're rolling out with. And, you know, this is going to be a slow roll for us. We're just getting started. You know, our biggest driver is the education and training part about it. You know, we right. want to be able to give back to the installers and everybody else in the industry that makes this industry awesome. So, you know, this is new for us. We're going to be learning some stuff. You know, we're testing the film. This is a new business for us. So there's going to be some roadblocks along the way, I'm sure. But yes, window tint and vinyl film, you know, as long as everything goes well with the PPF and everybody loves it, yeah, we'll see where we can go with it.
Yeah, no, that's cool. And E-Man, are you like, is it pretty much like when it comes to the training, like Jason's just like, hey man, this is your thing. It's an open book for you. And you're the one that's kind of coming up with the, like the syllabus or, you know, like the outline for the class or whatever.
Yeah. I've had 100% control over the whole thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Mm-hmm. He just got done with the training area too. So where Car Supplies Warehouse used to be in the Lombard shop is now the optical training center. And it's pretty fucking sick the way. So he's got some vinyl graphics. He's got a couple peel boards up there with graphics behind them, all the lights and lift. And we got a nice cabinet with all the film and everything, the plotter. It looks really fucking good.
So when you guys are doing trainings, like, how big of a class are you guys trying to, you know, do with it? I mean, obviously the smaller the better, but I mean, with something like this, is it something where you might, you know, expand it to a little bit bigger, or just, are you guys just going to keep it small?
I think the plan is to just keep it smaller for now. We have two different styles of classes. So we have an intermediate, which is kind of like the beginner intermediate one. That one's capped out at eight people max. And then we have two trainers that are training at the same time. And then we have an advanced class. That one is capped at six people. And then that one's primary, also two trainers. So it's a good ratio of trainer to students.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause four students per is pretty good, or three students per is pretty good. And when you do those classes, is it like, okay, here's a car, you take this fender, you take this fender, you take a bumper kind of thing? Or is it, hey, you take a fender, you take a fender, and then when they're done, swap out the next two, you take a fender, you take a fender?
It really depends on like the person. Like sometimes I get fresh guys that haven't even held a squeegee, and then I get some guys that have been doing it for a year, and they're like, hey, I just need you to help me on this one thing. And it just really depends on the students, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that's good. That's good. Yeah, because, I mean, when I did it, it was me and my buddy did it at the same time. We utilized the trainer. So, like, he would take a fender, I would take a fender. We did my wife's old Q5, so it had a split bumper. Mm-hmm. So he'd take half a bumper, I'd take half a bumper. And we kind of split it that way. And that worked. That worked pretty good because we were still – you know, equal, just mirrored, mm-hmm. you know, reverse kind of things. And then you'd have a switch so that we could figure out that different, you know, if it cupped up this way on this side and cupped up this way on this side, we could figure it out on both sides. So yeah, no, that's pretty cool, man. And then Jason, I know you said it's going to be a slow roll. But obviously we know you're already thinking 10 steps ahead. So, crazy colors and prints and all that stuff down the line, or just going to kind of keep.
No, I like where the world of protection is going with the PPF color change types of films. I have the Flexi Shield film on my Tesla right now, and I'm in love with it. I just did a video on an 8-month update, 20,000 miles, and I mean the film. I mean literally. There is not a swirl on the entire car. And that is what I love about film is that it has that self-healing top coat ability to it. And the color's cool. It's like a color shift, color change thing. And I love the temporary of, you know, being able to change it out in a few years and being able to change it out. So yeah, there's definitely going to be some of that down the road.
Yeah. Stats, you are definitely way late to the party. Homeboy shaved that shit like 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Yeah, dude. Jeez.
Come on, man. Like, get with the program.
I guess somebody wants to text Iman right now.
Oh.
Somebody wants to text him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brayo's Tintin Rap. Yeah. Yeah, he's fixing to text you. Yeah.
He said please reply.
Yeah.
Please. Iman, please.
He needs you bad.
It's serious when they say please.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because I know Jason, I talked to you about it up in Chicago. And the first thing you said was obviously the price. Do you ever think PPF will get to an affordable point to where it would be more affordable to PPF a whole car versus vinyl wrap a whole car, especially with the colors and the patterns and things like that are coming out? Or do you think it's just always going to be more expensive just because of what it is?
It's the labor that's the most expensive part. So if they find ways to do it faster, yes, that's the only thing that I could see taking down that price. I mean, because the cost.
But now some guys can do like a whole front end in like an hour. You know, I mean, is that not fast enough? Like,
I mean, it depends on what you want to look like. I mean, we could do them a lot faster at our shop too, but you're not necessarily going to get the same quality. Like if you know, do you want wrapped edges? Does it matter? I don't know. Some people don't care. Yeah. You know, I look at a lot of window tint and a lot of film, like some people don't see scratches and they don't fucking care. So how much would they care if they have some bubbles in the film? They know it's, for the most part, it's a Martek, but they're not looking at it, you know, a couple feet away. They don't give a shit. So I guess
that's the same way I am. My car's pretty good. I would say
hold on.
95%.
I'm sorry. Did I just do PPF installs really let shit walk out with bubbles in it?
Not usually.
Dude, have you not?
But are there shit bags out there in that part of the industry?
Yeah, of course there is.
Oh my god!
I mean, if somebody's doing it in an hour, fuck! I mean, I promise you, you're gonna find some bubbles.
Yeah,
mother.
I mean, have you not been on Facebook, Jason?
No, I don't pay attention to the detail of shit no more, dude. Honestly.
Yeah.
But especially not PPF, I didn't know that, dude.
Mostly the crap installs.
Are there customers who don't really care?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some people don't see it.
It's just like scratches on a car. Some clients just don't see that stuff.
Okay.
Very few, because I think the customers that care are the ones that are going to get it. You know, like if you don't care, and if it's like something that, like, say you go to a dealership and the guy is just like, "Hey, I'll throw on a front end PPF." They're not going to look at that shit. They're not going to give a fuck what that looks like. But if somebody actually cares enough to go to a shop and pay for themselves, they're going to care what they
I would hope so, because that's a lot of money not to care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you're talking about, you know, like a full car where it's like $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 and somebody offers, you know, I can do it for $3,500, you know, like
I'm seeing the connection between, you know, detailing and PPF right now. Like, I'm seeing.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that it was like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's some, and hey, some people need practice, right? So, you know,
no, I agree.
Sometimes they'll do that super, super low price. So,
yep.
All right. Let's knock out our last commercial break, and then we'll come back and wrap it up. I'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them, windows, wheels, interiors, paint, the all new mint on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube, check out our channel, and in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel pawl, for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
Okay, so so Ma24 asked, how long does it typically take to do a full front PPF, quality job, wrapped edges, no exposed gaps? I mean, that kind of varies, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of the same as saying, like, how long does it take you to paint correct a car or something like that? I mean, it just depends on your skill set, what level you're at. Yeah.
A Tesla Model 3 is way different than, you know, an Audi or a BMW. You know,
or a C8 Corvette front bumper. It's got like 80,000 right. different little pieces.
If you could give it a round off time.
E-man, that's you.
I mean, I've seen really good installers do front ends in like 3 hours and then anywhere from 3 to 10 hours, somewhere in between there. Just really depends if you drank a Red Bull. If you ate something good, you know, to give you some energy,
If you just stress the fuck out over every little thing like I did and it takes 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I gave it up. I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, I'm out.
You gave up? You're not doing it anymore? Man.
I gave up. I wasn't getting calls for it. you know, to get the practice. And then I stressed over the plotting. Like, I was always afraid that my plotter was going to fuck up or something. And then I stressed over weeding. I was afraid that I was going to get a little too fast and tear something. So I weeded super slow, you know. And then again, detailer brain could never turn off. So I was like, you know, going so slow with putting pieces down because I wanted it to be absolutely perfect. And, you know, it was too stressful for me. And you know, I was maybe one car every 3 months or so would call me on it. So I found somebody local and I said, hey, would you come to my shop and do it? And will you give me wholesale pricing? And he's like, yeah. So I just subbed everything out to him. He'd come and knock out a front end in like 4 hours, 5 hours. And, you know, he'd tell me to charge tell me to charge a price that was like $400 or $500 more than what he was charging me. So I made some money on it. Yeah, that's exactly what I would do. I'd spend half a day on weeding and it just stressed me the fuck out. I couldn't do it anymore. So
it's not for everybody.
No, it's not.
No, it is not.
I don't have the patience for it either.
And YouTube videos make it look so, I mean, like watching somebody like Iman or whatever, you know, Mike Norg, Tony Kiger, like they make it look so easy. Like they're just like squeegee, 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 squeegee. And it looks perfect. And I squeegee, squeegee, squeegee. And I'm like, what are these, all these air bubbles everywhere?
Like, why is it not sticking?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So I wash my hands of it. I'm done. Somebody wants it, I'll sub it out, make me a little bit of money and not have to stress over it. That's the way to do it. Yeah. All right. So what else? We pretty much covered.
Yeah. We have lots of other trainings too. I mean, we have a business.
Oh yeah, let's talk about some of the detail.
You already played the commercial. You gotta talk about what the commercial was about.
We did talk a little bit about it, but
you talked about the weather and how hot it is in the beginning. Like, who gives a shit how hot it is in fucking Chicago? Yeah. Honestly, come to Florida, motherfucker.
I know. I it's pretty humid where I'm at right now, but I feel bad for you guys. Fuck.
Yeah.
Alex said it was right. This is like preheat.
Yeah, but it ain't preheat. No, this isn't like preheat. This is heat. Yeah, this is cooked. This is full on cook right here.
This is hot.
Yeah. So since our listeners, if they use that code, they get a free 30-day. What all kinds of things can we all experience in a 30-day trial that would then make us want to go ahead and pay a subscription?
Yeah, that 30-day trial is going to get you in our highest tier discount program, and then free shipping for anything under 40 pounds. And then you get content, you get access to our monthly, our dashboard, which has, over 100 different videos. Most of them are just business to, help you run your business, scale your business. And we have 8 different cylinders basically that we put the videos into. And that's kind of our business training is, hey, these are the 8 cylinders, that you need to be doing in order to run a successful business. And there's sales, there's marketing, there's the entrepreneurial mindset, scaling your business, employees, autopilot, systems and processes. And that's everything that we kind of talk about with our business class. And then you get the monthly Q&As where we do a monthly Zoom chat where we all get together and just talk about challenges that we may be facing with our own businesses, and we can help each other out. So those are pretty, there's not any kind of agenda to them. We just kind of, hey, anybody got questions? And then we just start talking, and it snowballs. So it's cool. But you also get 15% off of any in-person classes. So we do have a lot of Detailwise Academy in-person classes, everything from, detailing basics, profitability, paint correction and ceramic coating. We have our window tint classes. We have our business class that's coming up. And then we have the PPF classes too. So a lot of different types of in-person classes through pretty much everything, within the detailing industry that we do.
That's cool. I like that idea of the Q&As, because it's seems like it's kind of the equivalent of being able to go and ask a question in a group, but you're probably not getting the nonsense answers or the picking on or the bullying or whatever probably would get in some of those groups. It's going to be like-minded people that, somebody might legitimately have, hey, this is what's worked for me. Try this or whatever. And that's always a cool thing, because a lot of times you've thrown all the pasta at the wall and nothing's sticking and you're not sure. So you're trying to ask for help, and then you go in these groups and it's just, not a good thing.
A lot of times we find that the questions are being answered by everybody else that's in there, So it's kind of like they can go back and forth and help each other, which is really, really cool to kind of see everybody just kind of come together and become a community and stuff. So,
yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome. I like that. Jason, Bruno, you got anything? I think I'm about tapped out. Are you there?
Is he thinking it, or is he frozen?
Oh, his microphone's turned off. Can't hear you. The one time he has something to say, his microphone doesn't work. Did you get it fixed? He's pairing. No, can't hear you. God damn it. Make me look like a shit show. You guys can see Bruno right now just like having a temper tantrum. All right, well, never mind, Bruno. Yeah. All right, guys. Listen, I appreciate you guys jumping on and doing this. I know it's kind of been a long time. The schedule. And then kind of.
Now crazy. We're losing him.
Mm-hmm. Now you're losing me. Great.
Yeah.
Am I back?
I guess it's just a Florida thing.
It's the heat. I can hear myself. Can you hear me now? There it is. It's the heat. The Florida heat.
You guys
heat
are fucking kidding. It is hot down there. Goddamn.
I don't know what I did. I'm not going to move, though. Stay fucking still. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to have another creator summit. Can you not hear me?
He's again? Asking you on this.
I didn't. Sorry, I was reading the fucking comments.
He said that you'd have another creator summit.
Creator summit. Fuck yeah, man! That was awesome. I loved it. Hopefully, you'll be here there next year. It was really cool. There's a lot of things that I didn't like. I didn't like the lighting in the bays, and I didn't like the echo. And I didn't like that there was just so much going on. So there's a lot of things that I want to improve and make better. But I think the overall fucking vibe of everybody getting together and talking and meeting each other, everybody loved it. And I definitely want to do it again, but I just want to make it even better. I think, some of the creators have different types of videos, right? Yeah. Where it's like kind of long form and it's like different. It's not like, hey, check out this product. I'm going to show you how to use it. So I would like to incorporate that. It's not... It's meant for us to get together and for the vendors too, just to bring awareness to the products that we have more than anything. And it's also about having fun for all of us that are there too. So I got some good ideas brewing, but they'll definitely be 2024.
Yeah, I think the only thing that I kind of heard from some of them was, you know, you had hour blocks for everybody, which probably felt like long enough. But realistically, I think some of them were, you know, 5 or 10. They needed like 5 or 10 minutes more. I even think Chelsea was doing that one with Alan, and because I remember watching it, and you like poked your head in and was kind of like, "You guys done?" And like right at the end of her video or something like that, because I was watching that video because she told me about it, so I had to watch it.
Nobody told me no.
Other than my little mishap, which apparently was just my mistake, the only thing that bothered it didn't even bother me, I guess. I didn't even hear any feedback from it. It was just the pressure washer kicking on and off underneath us. But I didn't even have anybody who listened to those episodes. Nobody commented on them. So
you should have heard the pressure washer before we fixed it, because it was running through a copper line, literally a copper line drilled through the 2x10s or whatever the fuck is in there, vibrating on the fucking floor. And we actually removed them and put rubber. We actually put them in PVC against the wall and put just a rubber line in there, which was so much better than it was before. But it was,
I mean, it was loud in the room. I didn't think it came through, because I mean, obviously, I didn't really hear it too much through the headphones. But again, I couldn't tell because I was hearing it. But I think some people said they could hear it, but it wasn't like it was end of the world stuff or whatever. So no, I think it was great. I think you did a phenomenal job with it. I mean, like I messaged you and told you, man. I mean, for all of those, quote unquote egos. Like there weren't any, there was no drama, at least that I saw,
No, it went great.
You know, everybody seemed to get along and have a blast and helped each other out and gave tips and pointers and all that other stuff. So yeah, it was awesome, man. Hopefully we do get to come back next year. Cause it was definitely a fun thing to do.
Do you have plans to like make it bigger than what it's done? I mean, I understand like starting it small and seeing how it goes, but like in the future, like, so let's say like 5, maybe we'll go 7 years. We'll give it something like that. Like, do you see it being an event that could be possibly go that far and become bigger than what it is? Cause I think it was awesome what you did, even though I didn't go.
Yeah.
I was a little salty at first, I'm not going to lie, but it looked really cool. Like, I was following Alex on Facebook and YouTube and seeing what he was doing and seeing all the other stuff. So it was really cool. And I really feel like that's something that is good for the creators, but also good for the people who follow these creators and get to see them in person and everything like that. Cause a lot of these creators don't really go to like Mobile Tech Expo, or some of them go to SEMA and, I'll just say Southern Details Conference. They don't go to events like that. So like, to have an event like this in the detailing industry is really, really cool, man.
Yeah. Bigger. I don't know. I know for next year, I'm working on a keynote speaker who is very big in the YouTube world. That would be very exciting to have him out.
Mr. Beast. So
Huh?
Mr. Beast?
Not that big.
No, he's the only big.
He's the only big one. So I think I like the creator part of it a little smaller, a little tight knit, but yeah, definitely bringing everybody in and doing something a little bit bigger with the crowd would be cool. I don't know if that turns into a full day or a 2 day thing. But yeah, I could see that going somewhere with that, having that in. I mean, I like anything, like even when I'm hanging out with friends and stuff, like I just don't like sitting there talking a lot. Like I like to be doing something, and that's what I really liked. And part of the day to come in, like I wanted everybody to be doing demos, like, hey, here's a car, let's do demos on this car, and to be able to show your products instead of standing behind a table. It ended up being everybody standing behind a table. But the intentions were that of, you know, like, let's get everybody in here and work with some of these creators that you like or have seen, you know, like, let's wash a car together. Let's show you some of the products and how to use them and stuff. So I would like to bring more of that in and definitely be able to have something.
Do you think if you don't make it bigger, do you think you would expand it, maybe make it longer, give so you're not trying to rush everything into 2 days? Maybe, you know, if you
add
a day and you spread it out over 3 days and it's not so like rush to get from one thing to the next thing to the other thing.
Yeah, it's funny. That's kind of how I work, you know, like, let's just fucking get it done. Let's not waste any time. Yeah. But certainly having a party like that, you want to be a little relaxing. What I think I would do is not as many. So some people had 4 or 5 videos to do in a day.
Yeah.
So I would greatly reduce the workload that they have on any given day and maybe extend that type of video to be able to do different types of things to make it the video a little more dynamic and stuff. I know that people had some audio issues and, you know, so even though we had a lot of, I mean, we had a technician for each bay, you know, people were still having issues with turning on the audio or camera issues. I think there was some lighting issues in the bay too, which the bays are very bright, but the light is directed in a way that there's a lot of shadows. And so I don't think it came when I'm watching the videos back. I'm like, I don't like the way that looks, you know, in the bays. It just doesn't seem that bright in there when you're actually there. So, yeah.
Just stuff to think of for the next time. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little different for me because I was just in one. I was just in a room, and everybody came to me. So it's not. But I know, you know, like the creators were like, you know, they run from this bay to that bay to, you know, getting shuttled over to, you know, Chicago Auto Pros because they were doing something over there, and so it was a lot of running around, crazy hecticness. That's why I was just, you know, asking, you know, if you expanded it another day or so, and it gives it a little bit more of a relaxed vibe or whatever.
Yeah. You know, taking it to Chicago Auto Pros, there's more space there and more bays, but then I don't really want to shut down the whole business for that. You know, that's a lot of money. And then I thought about, like, okay, what do? You take it to a convention, but a lot of times you're not going to have the proper, you know, pressure washer or drainage or anything that you need to actually wash a car and everything. So, yeah, we still got plenty of time to think of ideas. So.
Yeah. No, I think definitely like it being at the bays, you know, Car Supplies Warehouse was a cool thing because when you're watching the videos, you're seeing that, right? It's not, you know, MTE, you know, it's not SDC, it's not SEMA where there's, you know, some, you know, whatever, you're actually getting to see, you know, what you see on your guys's videos. You know, what you see on the website and things like that. So it gives it a different look, a different camera angle kind of thing, which is kind of neat. So, yeah. And then I'll ask lastly, your guys' YouTube channel. I know when I was talking to you in Chicago, you were, you know, talking about how you kind of had to get back on that and get it ramped up. And I've noticed it seems like you've kind of started doing that again. So, I mean, is that obviously something that you're working forward to get back into, or is that going to be one of those things that maybe just kind of happens as time is allowed?
No, my intentions for this year were to really work on the channel. And I think I had kind of a breakthrough about 6 months through, and I wasn't doing that. I was spending my time doing a lot of other things that are sometimes hard to let go of, you know, like I like doing everything, but it doesn't mean that I need to be doing certain things, because there's other things that I should be doing that are going to get us further along or closer to our goals. And for me, that is just making content. So like a month ago, I kind of just, you know, I wrote an email to kind of our leadership team and letting them know, like, hey, these are the things that I'm doing that I need help with to stop doing, you know, somebody
right, needs
to
yeah.
these responsibilities, because I really want to. And everybody agrees, like, hey, your time is best spent making more videos, so go do that. But I feel obligated to do a lot of other things also. And sometimes when you start doing something, for me anyways, I get down the rabbit hole and I'll be sitting there for 4 hours and I'd be like, I just spent 4 hours researching this one goddamn thing.
Yeah.
I shouldn't do that. So
yeah.
So we have been ramping it up, and we have been able to make a lot of videos. We're at the point right now where I think we have the best marketing team that we've had in a long time, because we had Jose for a while and he was just me and him working, and he left probably about a year and a half ago to start his own thing, which is doing fantastic. And for a year and a half, it was kind of in limbo. And right. I think finally in the last couple months, we've found just a great set of guys to be able to make content. Chris, who has been along with us for a long time, was doing social media, and now he's doing videos. So he's got a lot of talent in videos, and we hired another guy to do the social media stuff. So everything's working real well. And we're actually looking to hire an outside company to be able to do all the editing, to where we can just film. I'd love to film like 3 days a week.
Right.
And just like, knock out some videos and be able to send them out somewhere, have them edit, because the editing is the hardest part.
You know, yeah.
It's time consuming. And there's companies out there that you can send your footage to, and they'll do, even if it's not a perfect edit, they'll do a very rough edit where it'll take, 8 hours or 80% of the work out of it, where my guy just might need to tweak it for a couple hours and get it to our style, and then we can throw it out there. And I think we're going to be able to get a lot more done that way too. So
yeah, no, that's cool. Justin Stats asked a little while ago, so since we're talking about this house now, he asked, have you received any backlash from coding comparison videos? Because I know you do a lot of those or have done a lot of those. Mm. I mean, sure. I don't know if he's asking, are the coding companies giving you backlash, or do you get any backlash
from
scholars or
I think there's backlash from the actual companies, and there's backlash from people who think I should have done something a little bit different, but I don't let any of that bother me at all. You know, my obligation is to myself in my company. So literally when I started that video series anyways, I let people know, like, hey, I'm just doing this for myself. And I figured, since we have the channel and the ability, I'm just going to share my results and let you kind of like in on it, you know. But
yeah,
I really want to find out which one works better. And there's a lot of variables and things that go into it. And it's honestly a lot easier when you get to see it in person, touch it and feel it and really kind of see it. It's hard to get it on camera a lot, but it has given me so much information on these coatings to know, you know, okay, which one do I like, which one maintains better and stuff. And so, I don't listen to a lot of the backlash, and I really don't care. It doesn't bother me on that, because I'm doing it for myself. So
yeah, I gotcha.
But I do want to share it. If anybody else wants, you know, I've gotten people like, you know, just say shit, or like, you know, I've had coding companies say like, yeah, there's no way that, you know, we're going to end up winning. You know, we know who you're working with. We know who's going to win the at the end. And I'm like,
right.
You know, okay. You have every right to believe that. You know, for myself, I just need to be honest and truthful with myself. And obviously, there's going to be people that don't understand or believe that, and that's okay. I don't care.
It's all pretty subjective anyways, like you said. I mean, you know, you doing a test panel in Chicago and, you know, Jason or I doing a test panel down here in Florida would get different results.
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different. Yep. Same coatings. Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's always going to have something to say, so fuck
it. Oh, of course.
They do.
Of course.
They do.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. I'm done. No. I'll wrap up. Thanks again for coming on. We appreciate, you know, all that you've done for us here on the show, the sponsorship, and, you know, you hooked us up at MTE with some stuff and scooping some shirts and whatnot for the Kong Force One. So really appreciate that. Yes, and you'll notice that there's no picture of me from Chicago here anywhere.
Why not?
Because you haven't mailed me my stuff yet.
I believe it was mailed out.
Okay. I asked Jesus to look into it last week or whatever before he went on vacation. So I haven't, or he was going out of town or something like that. So I told him I would get back with him. And he said he would look into it for me because I know you're busy. But yeah, I'd love to have a picture right there of me from Chicago. Yeah.
Well, you want to? I can look that up right now.
Yeah.
You want a picture of yourself behind you?
No, it was the everybody from the Chicago event, and they made like a nice little frame.
I thought you wanted some
like
American Psycho type shit.
No. But they had some sample stuff, and I had carry-ons. I couldn't take it with me, and I asked Jason to mail it to me, and he was like,
I got a surprise for you for Seattle too, by the way.
I bet I know what happened.
Yeah.
We have a few Alex Russells.
Oh, do you? Did it get mailed to some other Alex Russell?
And I believe your bag just said Alex Russell.
Sweet.
So it may have got mailed to somebody else. We'll figure it out.
That's all right. I just wanted to give you some shit for a minute. All right, guys. Appreciate you guys jumping on, man. Thanks for talking about all the fun stuff that Car Supplies Warehouse and everything underneath that little umbrella has to go. I guess we'll see you when we see you, I guess. Are you guys going to SEMA?
Yes.
Are you doing a booth, or are you just going to be there?
No, we're just walking around.
Going to be there? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll run into you and just do
see you in October.
On a fly. On a fly interview or something like that.
Yeah, we're down.
So, yeah. All right, guys. Have a great night. We appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Later.
Bye. All right, man. Late to the party, but you're here. So how you doing?
I'm tired, dude. I am so tired. I feel like I've been nonstop for like the last 2 weeks, but I feel all right. How you doing?
I'm good. It was hot today.
How are the tickets coming?
So tickets for anybody who's still watching and is interested in the waffle or the raffle. So Chris Metcalf and Flex have sent us two machines to help us kind of raise some money for our trip to Seattle for the Detail Mafia Air Force One project. So we have I believe it's number 167-ish of 10,000 or however many there are, the limited edition Red Beast 3401, and then we have the PXE 80 to give away. We're doing 30 raffle tickets on each. The PXE 80 is $20 per ticket, and the 3401 is $25 per ticket. If you guys are interested, you want to purchase a ticket, you can message me on Facebook Messenger. If you have my phone number, you can text me, or Instagram. I've had a few people on Instagram. So we are 13 tickets sold on the PXE 80, and we are 12 tickets sold on the 3401. So we're just about halfway of each. Basically what I'm doing is, if you want one, you tell me, I put your name down, I send you an invoice, you pay it. Once we have all 30, I basically have everybody's name written down, 1 through 30 ticket numbers. We will do a live on the Detail Solutions podcast discussion group page, where we will essentially pull up a
number generator, Google
random number generator, and put in 1 through 30 and beep, boop, boop, pop, pop, and whatever number it picks, that's our winner. and then we will get your address and we will mail it to you. So yeah, please hurry up, buy these last like 15 or 16 tickets, please. I got to pass a credit card for this trip that we're taking next week.
And listen, this is a good deal. It's a very good opportunity. It's a good
deal, man.
Because you could potentially win a $500 machine for $25. And you can win both machines valued at like $900 for $45.
Yeah, like, there's a couple of people. Good Lord, man. Can you imagine? We've got a couple of people that have bought tickets for each one. Could you imagine?
I know. If one of them guys win,
what are the odds
of that? They're walking away with some good shit. I'll tell you what. Yeah. I'm jealous. I'm legitimately jealous.
Yeah.
Because exactly. I was like, dude, I think I just want that beast. I'm going to buy like 10 tickets. I was like, that's not a good idea. Because if you win, that would just be terrible.
God
like,
forbid if you fucking won, dude. Yeah, like, that'd that would just be so bad. It. That would be it. I'd have to quit the podcast. Nobody would listen anymore. It's rigged. It's not like we just scammed everybody out of their money. Like Jason is not allowed to enter this competition.
I'm not entering at all, unfortunately.
Don't even worry about it. But yeah, so that's that. We do leave next Wednesday. Next Wednesday for Seattle. So we will not be doing a What's on Your Mind Wednesday night. We will be in Seattle Wednesday, so we'll probably be doing some lives throughout the day Wednesday, and then we'll be doing some lives again on Thursday. And then those I'll probably treat like MTE and SDC. I'll just take the audios from whatever we record for those 2 days and piece it together, and then that'll be like the Sunday episode or something.
Where is it? Here's a little sneak peek. Boom.
Oh, for anybody who's still watching, we got a new background. Hopefully we remember to use it, not like the STC.
I know. Oh man.
All right. For anybody who's still watching, we appreciate it. Thanks to all the people from Car Supplies Warehouse, Chicago Auto Pros, YouTube channels that joined over. Hopefully you guys are fans of the show. If not, hopefully we earn new fans tonight.
Thank you, everybody who joined, especially on the PPF and Tint side. That was really cool.
Yeah.
We don't see you guys too often.
Yeah, there's a lot of... yes, Kyle, the Seattle, we are talking about the Air Force One project. So yeah, I mean, there was a lot of great interaction tonight, from the Chicago Auto Pros, Car Supplies Warehouse, Bays viewers. So we appreciate that. That's it, man. That's all I got. So you guys have a great night, day, evening, whatever time you're listening.
Have a good one.
Whenever you're listening to this, we appreciate
it. Just say, have a good one.
Take care. Bye.